McLean County Clerk Kathy Michael says she agrees with a Brennan Center report that concludes your chance of getting struck by lightning is greater than experiencing fraud with the current vote-by-mail system. Correspondent Colleen Reynolds talks with Michael about the river of rhetoric on the security of voting by mail in the upcoming presidential election. Michael says voters seem to have confidence in the system.
You can see that in the amount of vote-by-mail applications we are getting back from our large mailing. We have over 5,000 now in 6 days. We were expecting a lot, but you didn't know because out there there's concerns that we hear about. What if they don't get postmarked in time and all those things. I think people are trusting our post office here and our offices here and much less concerned than I thought there was going to be.
But you are getting some questions. I saw some on the Facebook page for the clerk's office.
Well, actually the most common ones were people getting 2 and 3 applications for the vote by mail. We had 75 telephone calls to return this weekend, and I would say the vast majority is, Kathy, I got 3 applications and 2 had your name on it and 1 wasn't from your office. Are they okay? And actually, legally, any organization can send out a vote by mail application, and a couple of them did with our name and address on them. So we just tell them any of those applications are good. We catch any duplications. You don't have to worry about that.
So one of the concerns I've heard is post office. We keep hearing about the postal services being slowed down.
Well, all I can say is I think each county has to take responsibility and do their due diligence. Once this bill was signed into law on June 16th, mandating this mailing, we got in touch with our post office folk. We've had several virtual phone calls, and they've assured us, and we feel very, well assured, and we can tell our voters that they're on it. Does that mean they can handle all this mailing just like us? And they assure us they can. So we've offered to help in any way we can. In fact, we got 2 emails from them, which we've never had before, checking on how's the application process going? Have you noticed any delays in that? Is there any way we can help you with that? And that's very refreshing. I can't promise people that things are going to be perfect, but I think we're on top of it, as is our postal workers, as much as anybody can be. If anyone has made up their mind, we urge them, if they can, the minute you get your vote by mail and we start mailing those September 24th, we can't mail them before that, get them in the mail. We will send a postcard saying we received your vote by mail ballot. So then you can start calling us, the first week in October, did you get my ballot? Did you get my ballot? And then we'll be able to see, is there a problem? Is there a backlog? And we'll have some time to get ahead of that.
I see several social media comments about how vote by mail is different than absentee voting and they can't be given the same trust level. Can you address that?
They are the same thing. You just, even on the forms that are sent out by the state, it says absentee at the top and mail-in ballot at the bottom.
How do you authenticate the ballot once it arrives?
According to the new law, we are to have 3 judges, Republican, Democrat, and however, as long as you've got 1 of each at least. And understand this, the only way to verify in Illinois a ballot is by signature. And if there's anything that doesn't look right, it's not that we don't count that ballot, we follow through. We'll call the voter, did you send this ballot? And that's the only way now to authenticate. We have always done this. We've used 2 judges. Now we are mandated to use 3.
This is 89.1 FM and WGLT.org. I'm Colleen Reynolds talking with McLean County Clerk Kathy Michael, who's been spending some time these days reassuring voters that vote by mail is a safe option and it will be available for the November 3rd presidential election and that it will be a secure vote.
Here's why I like vote by mail this year. What if something worse happens? What if COVID gets even worse and you can't go to your polling place? I don't want to see anybody lose their right to vote. So I would take the chances on that and trusting McLean County to count your vote than missing your opportunity to exercise your right to vote.
Are there places people can drop off their ballots besides mailing them in?
We are going to have 1 here in the government center, and that way it's secure. We will have people watching it. We will get the ballots out every evening so that and put them in a safe. But putting them out on the street like these states do, I don't feel comfortable in doing that right now.
And do you feel good about your ability to count the votes in a timely manner?
No. I think you can expect delayed results. And it's not a matter of us counting them slower or not doing our job, but imagine the people delaying mailing their ballot. They were going to go to the polling place. They still have their ballot. And at the last minute, as long as that ballot is postmarked on or before Election Day, November 3rd, it will count. Well, what if 5,000 people decide to mail it on November 2nd or even a couple days before that, and we get in our mail on Election Day 5,000 or 6,000 ballots? We are used to instant gratification, and I think we're in a world right now with COVID to understand that things might be a little bit different this time around. And it's just going to be a day-by-day process to see how COVID continues to affect our lives.
McLean County Clerk Kathy Michael talked with correspondent Colleen Reynolds. Some people have been confused about where to mail their ballot because two addresses are given on the application for vote by mail for voters outside of Bloomington and McLean County. Kathy Michael says the office has two P.O. boxes to handle the influx of expected mail, and either address will work.